have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And I tell you what, it has been quite the week. But you know what? We are back. And I'm just so excited. You know what? I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it all the time. I think I said that last time that I said that last time was going to be my last time. But I really missed you guys. I really did. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with us with your boy Dre. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout-out to Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people. I'm telling you, Elation, it has given me the stage I need, the platform I deserve, in which I can give you the help that you need and you deserve. You guys are in trouble. You're hurting. You're lost. Here I am. Just call me Dr. Feel Good, because I just want to make you feel good. They say laughter is the best medicine, and it's good for your soul. So let's see if we can get your soul laughing. All right, now, again, the disclaimer simply reads, I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for you. Why? Because you guys need help. Y'all in trouble. It really is. And I don't blame you for coming to me, because I'm just a man that can get you over that hump, to get you feeling better about yourself and about life in general. Now, this first segment is called I'm a Thug. Well, let me tell you something. The reason why I love this segment is because a lot of people out there is living the thug life, and they don't realize it. I'm telling you. They just straight up thug it for no reason. Could be you a thug. Yeah, you could be the thug, your thug. Could be a family member that's a thug. Could be a friend or a coworker or a stranger in the street. Somebody you see at your local grocery store or at the bank. Somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people who are just doing thuggish things, to tell them to give up their thuggish ways. Let me tell you something. Tupac lied to y'all. Heaven ain't got no ghetto. That's a lie. But hell do. And you know what they call it? Yep, they call it hell. Now, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are tied into one person, you. And you are straight up thug-tastic. And that ain't a good thing. Here we go. Number one. These are examples of thugs. I'm a thug. I got my chest hair braided. See, that's a thug right there. First of all, how in the world you let your chest hair get so long that you can actually braid it? And riddle me this. What man would just sit there or lay there and let somebody braid their chest hair? That's a thug. A thug don't care about nobody. Don't care what you think. Don't care how you feel. That's just a thug. They in their own world. The thug. I got my eyebrows tattooed on. And one of them's higher than the other. See, so basically you got eyebrows that look like you said, So you always ask a question, even when you ain't asking a question. So that's a thug right there, because a thug is confusing. See? Yeah. You know what? A lot of people don't know what the thug stand for. T, let me tell you, is for terrible. H is for hell. U for ugly. And G is for jail, because a thug can't spell. Number three, I'm a thug. My baby's spoiled, and so is the milk that I give him. Ooh-wee, that's a thug. Don't even care about the babies. Don't care about their own kids. That's a thug, y'all. Number four, I'm a thug. When I was 27, I made my mama increase my allowance by $4. That's a thug right there. First of all, you still getting an allowance at 27. All the way up until you 27, you's a thug. And you living off your mama. Everybody know a thug is a loser. Yeah, you really are. You losing in life. But you a thug. Number four. No, that's number four. Number five. This one right here is a thug, y'all. My first car that I ever financed was stolen. So that's a thug right there. They first car they ever financed was stolen. I don't know how they did that. I don't know how they got an approval on that, but that's a thug right there. Number six. I'm a thug. I got dog bites all over my arm. And the neighbor's dog got human bites all over his. You know what? That's a thug right there, y'all. Number seven, I'm a thug. I chase homeless people around their house. Wow. So basically, y'all running for forever. Thug. I dip my communion bread in hot sauce. Number nine, I'm a thug. My good shoes are house shoes. That's a thug right there. They go out, they just go out looking like anything. They got the house shoes on, they got the lounging pajamas on, they got the bonnets on. I'm telling you, man, they got the do-rags on. A thug don't care what you think about him. Thug don't care how he go out in public. Because he a thug. He a thug in the closet, out of the closet, in the daylight, in the nighttime, indoors, outdoors. That's a thug, y'all, 24-7. They don't never turn that thuggish off. Finally, number 10. I'm a thug. I train cockroaches. You know what? You got some attack cockroaches. You know what? Yeah, that's a thug, though. That's a thug right there, y'all. Yes, indeed. Okay, now, this next segment is one that's near and dear to my heart, because you know I'm all about family and the love of the family, because I'm telling you, they say it takes a village. Well, you know, the family is the core of every neighborhood. Every neighborhood, they have to have families in there that are bonded together, okay, that are tight, that are watching each other's back, that's caring for each other, that you can depend on, your family that sticks together. Well, I ain't going to say that. But this family that prays together, stay together, that's what you say. And family is very important. But now you got some families out there that just, they're doing things I don't understand. And I don't know if I ever want to understand it. And so this thing is, whose family is that? Because everybody got somebody in their family where you just look and you say, Lord, I thank you for my family, but it's this one. Anyway, whose family is that? You got somebody in your family wearing sweatpants and no drawers. Y'all know y'all get that one family member wearing sweatpants and no drawers. And the string is missing too. So every now and then you get a little peek. You get a little insight on their inner workings, and you really don't want to see it. Whose family is that? Family member. Now, y'all know y'all got a family member that does this. They wig always crooked, and you see their hairline underneath. Y'all know y'all got that person. That I don't know if it's an aunt, it's a cousin, it's a sister, it's a big mama, a little big mama, but y'all know there's that one woman with a wig that's always crooked on their head, and you can see their real hairline. And you don't dare tell them that, and don't try to straighten, because they get mad. Whose family is that? They got that one family member that's just talking fast for no reason. Just talking fast for no reason. You tell them to slow down, pump your brakes, breathe between words and sentences. But they don't. That's just how they are. Whose family is that? They got that one member that does this, always got a lit cigarette in their mouth. Always got a little cigarette in their mouth. Whose family is that? Clothes be clean, but they smell like mildew. See, their clothes be clean, but their body is spore, is rotten. Ugh. Clothes clean, body dirty. Not a good combination. Whose family is that? Got that one member that breath stank, but they always turn it down good. Come on now. Come on. If it be blowing this heat in my face, curling up my nose hair. Whose family is that? Y'all know y'all got that one family member always scratching themselves while talking to you and smiling. Look here, that's just nasty and disgusting, and it's uncomfortable. It really is, y'all. It really is. Now, times like these, we really do need the church. We need the church. But what we need leadership from the church. We need the church to step up and step out. Go into the community, teach the people, be a shining example for righteousness and truth and the law. But now, some of you churches, they can't do that. Why? Because they play too much. They so disconnected from God that it's, you know what, it's just like, they got, it's, you know what, it's like they trying to watch a DVD movie and a VCR player. Some of y'all too young to understand that. But that's how it is. The church played too much, y'all. Now, it could be your church is playing too much. Could be a family member's church is playing too much. Could be a co-worker's church or a friend of yours whose church is playing too much. Could be a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank or somebody you pass that you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and it's our obligation to point out to people when their church is just playing too much. They're doing too much. Ain't no God in that, okay? Ain't no God. There ain't nobody the devil. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't recognize any of these in any of the churches that you have been to, well, that's because all of them are wrapped into the one church that you go to. You need to get that church out of your system by getting yourself out of that church. Number one, the church played too much. You have the pastor using cool water cologne as blessed oil. Now, you smell good, but you're still going to hell. Church played too much. The pastor's wife. Y'all know this is bad. The church played too much. If the pastor's wife is in the back, in the kissing booth. Y'all know what? I can understand you trying to supplement your income, but come on now. That's no. Ain't nothing right about that. Ain't no God in that. The church played too much. Why did Tamarine play got their own microphone and a solo part? You know what? I don't understand that. These churches with these Tamarine players, I'm telling you, the Tamarine players is really trying to take over the choir. They're trying to take over the church. They just rattling that tambourine. They don't get no cue to do it. They just stand up on their own. They just renegades. The tambourine player is the renegade in the church. They really don't, because they don't care. They don't live by nobody's rules but their own. Let me tell you something. Who's got a tambourine player that you would just really like to say sit down or snatch that tambourine out the hand? I know you do. Now the church played too much. The first lady is wearing a wig with the tag sticking out of it so she can take it back on Monday. The church played too much. You know, the church van will pick you up for free, but then charge you to take you home. The church played too much. Let me tell y'all now, 10 people on the praise team is not a mass choir. I get so sick of that. You know what? You be talking about the mass choir, the Holy First Temple's mass choir, and it'd be 11 people up there. Come on now. That ain't no mass choir. That's a mass choir. Come on now. That's, you know what? 11 people is two quartets and a soloist. That's what it is now. Ain't no mass choir. Quit that. Number eight, the church played too much. Uh-oh. The church foot washing is invite only. Wait a minute. Now, that tells me that some people's feet just be stinking through their shoes, and they just not going to be invited because ain't nobody want to touch your feet, okay? You dip your foot in the water, and 3 minutes later, it looked like quicksand. Come on now. The church played too much. The church let if the church lets you pay your tithes with a credit card. You know what? You ain't finna do that. No, you're not finna ruin my credit by me paying no church tithes. There ain't no God in that. Ain't no God in that. Finally, the church played too much. The baptismal pool got red Kool-Aid in it. Talking about you getting ready to be washed in the blood. Let me tell you something. Just stop. Stop, y'all. The church is playing too much. I'm just trying to help y'all. I really am. Let me tell you something. Who babies that? The reason why I came up with this segment is because I noticed that the children, they're our future. They are a state of disarray. They're not the children's fault. It's the family's fault. It's not the family. The whole family's fault. It's the parents' fault. You know why it's the parents' fault? Because the parents are horrible. If the parents are bad, then the kids going to be bad. Bad kids come from bad parents. I don't care what you say. No. Now, when they get a certain age, they get on their own. But I'm telling you, if they little babies and they in your house, they bad because you bad. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And yes, you are. Now, let me tell you something. Who baby is that? Going snot bubbles and then popping them with their tongue. That's gross. Whose baby is that? Serene mouthwash. Whose baby is that? Lord Jesus. 11 months old and got hair weed down their back. Quit messing with that child hair. Quit messing with that child hair. Whose baby is that? 8 months old. And wearing different colored eye contacts. Whose baby is that? 4 months old, sleeping with a do-rag on. Whose baby is that? 10 months old, and will keep a pocket knife or straight raising their pamper for protection at daycare. Whose baby is that? 9 months old with a cell phone bill in their name. Come on now. Come on now. I believe I touched somebody's nerve right there, because somebody knows. Somebody, if it ain't you, if somebody knows somebody with a 9-month-old already got a cell phone bill in their name. That's just horrible. Whose baby is that? 4 years old, yeah, and already being recruited by different street gangs. Whose baby is that? 3 years old and going bald. Whose baby is that? 3 years old and sit home from daycare. I have a stinky armpit. Oh, no, y'all. Please. If you don't soak that baby up real good in the morning, come on now. You might want to think about deodorant, okay? You might want to think about deodorant for the baby. Again, I just want to help y'all, because the children are the future. But I'm telling you, the future looks... I'm scared of the future. When I look at some of these kids, I ain't really scared of the future. It don't make no doggone sense. Now, let me tell you. This next segment, and I love the segment, because this segment is one that it's near and dear to my heart. Because this is, this is my random thoughts segment. And the reason why I love the random thoughts is because it's just my thoughts. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. I don't care what you think. I ain't asking for your opinion. I ain't asking for your input, okay? These are my thoughts. They ain't got nothing to do with you. And they random. So, I mean, they don't have to mean nothing to you. They might not mean nothing to me. It's just my random thoughts. Random thought number one. When you go to the zoo, and you walk up to a monkey cage, and it says, don't feed the animals, and you look back at your significant other, and your significant other kind of look like the monkey, do you slap the food out their hand? Random thoughts. Random thought number two. If Michael Jackson was born a little, poor little black boy, but died an old rich white lady, I'm sorry, I just can't get that visual out of my head. Move it on. Whoa. Random thought. Is buy one, get one free? Why can't I just take the free one? And finally, random thought. If a buffet restaurant is all you can eat, shouldn't they be open 24 hours a day? Because I do get up in the middle of the night hungry and can eat some more. It's just random thoughts, y'all. Finally, we come to the part of the show where I always love to inspire people. But this right here, I'm telling you, this is where we put a little Jesus in it. But these are the church announcements. And the reason why I love doing the church announcements, but you know what? I want to make sure that everybody have a little Jesus in their life. Now, I invite you to join us, because we are definitely growing. And we definitely want to please God and get our praise on in the most righteous way. We invite you to join us, for we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Now, let me tell you right now, we're growing. Right now, we are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again, y'all, because y'all don't hear me. I say we are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I want to make sure that everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body, that everyone's on the same page, on one accord. I want to make sure that there's no confusion in the church, that there's no saint left behind. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person in sanctuary services or don't have access to the internet and can't watch it as we stream for the sick to shut up. Also like to do the announcements for individuals that may have been watching us, joining us in the sanctuary, or may have been watching us as we stream live, but missed some or parts or all of the announcements because they was busy running their mouth and spreading vicious rumors on the past. Let me tell you something. You say what you want. I don't care what you heard. Unless you was there, you don't know. Okay? Don't but three people know really what was going on. Me, God, and the young lady that was in the car with me. Now, as many of you may have heard, your pastor was arrested on Thursday. Yes, he was, Thursday night, about 11:40. They said I picked up a lady in the evening and I was solicitating or solicitating, or I offered money, pleasurable papers. Let me tell you something. No, that ain't what happened. What happened was I picked up a young lady that was scantily dressed and smelling good with body parts hanging out. It was late at night and it was dangerous. All kind of perverts and crazy people out there, crazier than me. And so the money that they saw exchanged was me offering her money for gas because she said she had planned on buying a car in the upcoming weeks. So I was giving her gas money. If you want to tell anything, tell the whole truth and tell all of it. Announcement number one. I hope y'all about that. Announcement number one. Brother Darnell, quit jumping around and throwing up glitter every time you so-called catch the spirit. We're going to start making you clean that mess up. Calling it foolishness on the floor. That's what it is. Announcement number two. Look here, Mother Johnson, don't keep wearing no sundress. First of all, it's fall. Quit wearing a sundress without a slip underneath. And let me tell you something. Deacon Lonnie, quit looking. Every time she walk in here with that sundress on, I noticed you just so happened got on glasses and a little thing, a little pair of handheld binoculars looking at it. Quit that, nasty pervert. Sister, I really do appreciate your membership, you and your seven kids. But understand this. This ain't no daycare, okay? Next time I catch your kids running and jumping and hopping and standing out on these pews, somebody's going to get hit upside here with one of these rocks. I'm going to keep some rocks right here by the pulpit. I'm going to start darting these rocks at their skulls. Better keep them kids in check. There ain't no daycare. Don't bring your kids down up in here to tear up the place. They're going to get tore up. I'm going to rock their world is what's going to happen. Right there with their noggin all swole up. Finally, we get to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the announcement of the building fund. As you know, the building fund offers a little bit of everything. Intrigue, horror, humor, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the Building Fund has raised, and I quote, are you serious? This is what the Building Fund told us. -$63.74. How the Building Fund is negative? Who takes money out of the business? Oh, the building fund is negative. Somebody took money out of the building fund. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And Deacon Lund and his wife was at the... Yeah. I saw him in Walmart the other day with matching Crocs on. Uh-huh. And the building fund is short. In the negative. Okay. Oh, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Well, thank you all so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. Now, you know what? Like I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out. So I ask you to use all his about. All eyes are closed. Unless, of course, you're blind. It really don't matter then. I mean, seriously. Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday when we must drink. Thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and friendship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? The other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man could shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in a courtroom. Guilty. Not guilty. I object. Overruled. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? It's that room over there. You bet. Coughing don't cover your mouth. You better pull that mask off before you get your chin checked. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can ever love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us. Hold us close to your bosom, keeping us sheltered and shielded from all hurt, harm, hinder, and danger. And we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and the praise. Forever in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now you guys be blessed and not stressed. I will see you next Sunday with more nuts, with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little bit hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite, put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care, and I miss you already. If you don't know nothing, know this. The Lord loves you, and I like you a little bit. Good night.
Hey, cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Married, I'ma worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the whip, feeling alright. Turn up and worship at the red light. Getting lost in the praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they hugging, they'll be alright. They be trying to put the hoses to my fire. They don't understand why I be praising my Messiah. Sounding like a church in my car with no choir. The windows roll down, turn it up a little higher. When I'm in the spirit, I be feeling transformed. Want me turn it down, saying no to lukewarm. God say do it better, do it being warned. Baptized, my renewed, feeling reborn. I know there's a lot that don't like how I do things. They be trying to take me down, trying new things. They don't understand I got protection from the true king. There's a cross on my back that they must clean. Send the praise to the heaven like it's fireworks. Everybody want the chorus how the body works. Sunday night praising God till the body hurts. Giving honor to the Father for his mighty works. If you're looking for a reason, I can give you one. Think about a battle that you shouldn't have won. If you woke up in the morning, there's another one. If I was you, I would give praise to the Holy One. God gave me joy so the world can't take it. Riding on the boat, sending away, trying to shake it. Aiming for my faith on the daily, trying to break it. Real fruits from the vine, can't fake it. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. I just do what's required, this ain't my ways. Wait a minute, why they looking at me sideways? All the shade rolling in like a tidal wave. I just learned to turn it up on them highways. Going through, praise God, you forget the hurt. Praising God, water seeds that be in the dirt. Got my worship on high on the way to work. Ayy, swerving in my Challenger, skirt, skirt. Gotta even learn to do it in the bad times. Broken